This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing Mishavura Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuftes Se'if Beis. Simen Kuftes Se'if Beis. The Mechaber said, if we started this yesterday, that if you started to daven with the Shel Tzibur, when you get with the Shel Tzibur to Nakdishach, you should say with him word by word the whole Kedusha, and you should say with him word by word the Bracha of Hakel HaKadosh and the Bracha of Shamea Tefillah. And no, one second. It means like this. You're supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. But if you didn't, and now you're starting with the Shliach Tzibur, now, here, we're going to see, look. We're going to see. The Rama holds no, L'charchila, you shouldn't do that. We're going to see, we alluded to this yesterday. So again, the Lashon of the Mechaber is if, you're right. If sounds like, it's b'diavad, okay? The Lashon of im, right, sounds like, there are really two ways to read it. Im could sound like b'diavad. In other words, you really shouldn't. Really, you need to wait until after Moedim, right? Or you really need to wait until after Hakel HaKadosh and try to squeeze your Shemoneh Esrei in between Hakel HaKadosh and Moedim. But if you didn't follow our directive, or im could just be, that's when you showed up and that's when you happened to start. We're going to see, the Rama is going to qualify im means, in fact, that you really should not do this. Okay? But many Achroinim argue on that. So again, if you began to down with the Shel Tzibur, when the Shel Tzibur gets up to Nakdishach, you should say with him word by word the whole Kedusha, whatever he says, and you should say with him word by word Hakel HaKadosh and Shemea Tefillah. V'gami chavein kishi yagia Shel Tzibur l'moidim yagia gam hu l'moidim. You should also be mechavein that when the Shel Tzibur gets up to Moidim, you should also get up to Moidim. Oy, you should be up to La'atov Shem Chalchanal Haidois in order to bow with the Shliach Tzibur by Moedim. Okay? Says the Rama. Now, one second. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We saw Sivkatan Yud Aleph yesterday that you say with him Nikadesh, you say with him Ledar Vadar, and then you daven yourself. Meaning you don't say Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh U'Kadosh Shimcha Yom Yaluchasela. You're going to say L'dar V'dar Nagid Godlecha. Okay. And on a Taina Tzibur, you will not say with the Shel Tzibur Aneni Abracha B'fnei Atzmai, but rather you'll say it by Mincha. Birchas Hakel. Says Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yud Beis, Perish Yichavin B'Shtei Abrachas Eilu L'Sayim HaShel Tzibur B'Yachad. The point here is not saying each word with the Shel Tzibur. There's no inyan of saying each word of Hakel HaKadosh and each word of Shemea Tefillah with the Shel Tzibur. The point is to finish with the Shel Tzibur. V'Oz Ein Tzarch Sula Aniyos Eilu HaAminim K'may HaShatz V'Atzmei. Then you would not have to answer Amen to these responses like the Shel Tzibur himself. What's the pshat? He brings down something interesting. I would not have said this. He says, L'chayra, the shatz also has to answer Amen. It's just that it must be that when the kohal answers, it's like he answered himself. So too, the guy who sang along with him also gets that. I would not have said that. I would not have said the pshat in the shatz is that when the people say Amen, it's like he's answering Amen. It's they're answering Amen to him. He doesn't have to answer. Amen is, do you agree with the shatz? We know the shatz agrees with the shatz because he said it. He quotes the Evan Yisrael. I don't know if he's quoting it correctly, but I would not agree with that. I don't think the pshat in the shatz is that if they're answering Amen, it's like he answered. Doesn't have to answer. The question is, why do we answer Amen? Because if we hear praise of Hashem, do you agree? Do you concur? So we say, yeah, Amen, I concur. But we don't have to ask the guy who said it if he concurs. He said it. You know, it's almost, Yeah, I don't get that. Fine. Anyway,
It's explaining why they can daven with the chazan and not have to wait for him. They can ask him on himself the brothels, no? Like,
yeah, but I'm just saying the lumdus that he brings, why a shatz doesn't have to answer amen, I don't. Yeah. Okay, I wouldn't have said that. Sivkatan Yud Gimel. And also you should have in mind that when the Shtel Tzibur gets to Moedim, you should schedule a bow. Ayin Le'elba Sivkatan Yud Aleph. That... Okay. V'sev Magimaram Kasav the Tav Yosef Spal Mila B'Mila L'Kayim Shechiyah V'Aminim. It's better to daven word by word to be mekayim the bowing and the amenim misha yemaher lespalel ad shelo yagia shliach tzibur lemoidim v'chimasha b'sefer el yaraba. What does that mean? He says you should be mechavein that when the shliach tzibur gets to moidim, you should get up to moidim or lahatov shimcha. Now, in Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph, it says that after you get up to Hakel HaKadosh, you should sort of hurry up before the Shtel Tzibur gets to Shemei Tefillah. But I'm not sure what he means. It's better to daven word by word to be Mekayim, bowing and Amenim. Well, how would you be Mekayim Amenim? Than to hurry up, ad shalei yagia shel tzibur lamaidim. I can't even read these words. Do you have the same words I do? Do you have the same girsa? What does he mean? It's better to daven word by word to mekayim shechia va'amenim. What amenim are you in kayim when you daven word by word? You're mekayim the amenim by not being mechayiv in them. That's what he means?
The din, having yourself. The din that you have to be able to answer the Amenim doesn't apply because you're dabbling the chazan.
I want to refer that to being Mekayim Amenim. I would change the girsa. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Toiv yoyser lehispalo mila b'mila. It's better than that word by word. Mila kayim, then hurrying up and being mekayim shechia and answering the amenim v'she yemaher or she yemaher. I would take the mem of misha yemaher and put it by mila kayim. Toiv yoiser spalo mila b'mila mila kayim shechia va'amenim she yemaher lespalo la shelo yagir shel tzibur lemoidim. Because I would not refer to davening word by word as a kiyum of the amenim. You're not being mekayim amenim. How you mekayim? Yeah, I don't know. But you all have those words. All your Mishnah Berurah editions. You have any fancy additions over there with, like, corrections? Kuf Tes. Uva Sefer Magen Giboyrim Kasav, the Tav Yosef Spal Mila Bamila Lekayim. Look in the Magen Giboyrim, yeah? Okay. Weiter. Then the Ramah says, this is what Mendy was pointing out. Aval Lechachilo Lo Yaschal Ad Acher Shamar Kedush Vakel HaKadosh. Lechachilo, you should not start to daven until after Kedush and Vakel HaKadosh. But if you have to start, because time is passing, meaning the Mechaber says, if you began to daven with the Shel Tzibur, but it's better to daven, it's better to start after Kedusha and Hakel HaKadosh. So comes the Mishnah Brura, Aval Lecharchila, Uvesefer El Yoraba Herech Mikama Poiskim, Da'afi Lecharchila Mutter Lahaschil Ima Shriach Tzibor B'Shaveh. It would be Mutter Lecharchila to start with the Shriach Tzibor. Now, here's a very important thing. When you daven Shaveh B'Shaveh with the Shatz, says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld in the Salmas Chaim, Simen Kuflamid, in the Igrois Moshe, Rabbi Moshe says in Archaim Chel Gimel Simates, you are not considered davening with a minion. It is Einoi Nechsheves Tfila B'Tzibur. Einoi Nechsheves Tfila B'Tzibur. But it's better than davening B'Chidos. I have this argument with people all the time. People say, it's okay, I'll come late and I'll start with the Shliach Tzibur. No, you didn't daven with a minion, pal. Maybe you did other good things. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you ate gefilte fish this Shabbos. But davening with the minion you didn't do. It's not considered davening the minion. Rav Moshe adds that the Chazon Ish agrees to him that it's not considered davening with the minion.
But not starting with the tzibur, but just, let's say, catching on to the tzibur once they start already.
Also, it's not a lechatchila dika minyan. You're supposed to start shaveh b'shaveh.
So then, how could it be kedushah?
No, either way, you want to know what? What's the question? You want to know if, let's say, you start late.
The option is the person comes late. The tzibur's already davening.
Yeah. No, that's not the other option here. The other option is, one option is to start Shava B'Shava with the Shatz, or wait until after the Shatz is finished with Kedusha, you'll quickly daven Shman Esrei to get it in before he gets up to Shemei Atfila. Those are the two options. He's not weighing... No, that wasn't... No, you can't. That you can't do. Because there's no time. We're talking about the two options are, you want to know the Shliach Tzibur is up to, the Tzibur is up to Moedim. You want to start Shemana Esrei now and daven a 10 second Shemana Esrei?
I came in 2 minutes after they started. I have to daven a minion to milk every day. It's a very, very long time.
That's not one of the options given here. You want to know, would that also not be davening with a minion? I don't know if it's more. I'm not sure that it's more tefillah b'tzibur. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's only tefillah b'tzibur if you start simultaneously with the tzibur. If you start a minute later, he already said that's not a l'chatchila dika tefillah b'tzibur. You want to know, is that more tefillah b'tzibur than starting shaveh b'shaveh with the shatz? I don't know. Not sure. You could finish before the shots gets up to Kedusha?
Yeah.
I don't know. A good question, but it has nothing to do with what we're learning now. Right now we're talking about one thing. If you start with the Tzibur, in other words, Mendy, we already know if you don't start together with the Tzibur, it's not L'chadchila davening with the Minyan. It's not. We already learned that. You want to know, is that more davening with the Minyan than starting Shavah B'Shavah with the shots? I don't know. It's not, no. But it's better than davening b'chidos. So I would say the same thing about if you don't start together with the tzibur. It's also, it's not davening with the tzibur, but it's better than davening b'chidos. So, by the way, the Chassam Sofer writes that if you daven with the shatz, it's tefillah b'tzibur mamish. The Shevet Halevi defends the Chassam Sofer. Reb Chaim Knievsky says it's considered ketefillah b'tzibur mamish. And that's what he writes in Shoyn HaLachos, that the Chazon Ish holds, like the Chassam Sofer. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's like tefillah b'tzibur, but it's not ma'alasoi k'tefillah ematzibur mamish. You want to know what's better, to start shava b'shava with the shatz, or to daven shema esrei when some of the people are still davening? Well, by the way, to daven shava b'shava with the shatz, the Rama says you shouldn't even do l'charchila. Okay. Look in, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Look in the Chayyadim who's mashma that at least in Shachris you could be lenient. So that you don't have to wait so long in Shir Chadasha to wait until the Shatz is finished with Kedusha, Ayin Sham. Even by Mincha you could be Mekel to say Shavu B'Shavu with the Shatz. Kein Kasa B'Sefer Mayim or Mordechai. Kein Zeh Kasa B'Sefer Magin Bar Mezeh L'Shoinai. Mi She'eino Yuchal L'Shayar She'yavai Im HaShatz L'Moidim Im Yaschal Acher Kedusha. Somebody who cannot estimate that if he's going to start Shemoneh Esrei after Kedusha, he will not be able to get up to Moedim when the Shatz is up to Moedim. V'shem Yizbabel Yidezeh, Yachal Haskel Ema Shatz, he could start with the Shatz. V'yoymer Imai HaKadusha, V'chol HaTfila Mila B'Mila, Ad Kan L'Shaynai. So even though the Rama is Mashma, starting Shava B'Shava is not L'Charchila, it's better to wait until after Kedusha. There are many Achorinim that say you could do that. Now, according to Rav Moshe, according to the Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, that it's not considered tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Chaim Knievsky says this would be. You want to know what's better, to start late or to say shaveh b'shaveh? To start late or to... That's a good question. What is better? We'll have to look into that further. Sif Gimel, Yachid Ha'imid B'Tfila. An individual that's davening. Uchshiagia Lamakam Kedusha Yatzibra Aimim Kedusha the Sidra. And when he gets up to Kedusha, so you have a Yachid standing Shemoneh Esrei, and he's up to Nekadei Sheshimcha Ba'olam. And the tzibur is up to Asheri Valetzion. Eino yomer kadosh yomayim. We will not say kadosh with them. She ina kedusha shavas. These are two different kedushas. Venira du adinim hayu atzibur oimrim keser. Let's say the tzibur is up to moedim. I'm sorry, up to musaf. She ina oimer yomayim kadosh. Ela yishtoik v'yichavi l'masha oimrim d'shamea ka'ina. However, says Rama, v'yesh oimrim d'kedushas keser d'haynu kedushas musaf. Some say that Kedushas Keser, which is Musaf, and an individual davening Shachris, Yuchal Loimer Imam, you could say it with them. The Shneim Kedusha Shemoneh Esrei, they're both davening Shemoneh Esrei, Kedushas and Shava, and their Kedusha are the same. Mechein Nirli Iker, that if you're up to Shachris and the Tzibur is up to Musaf, you could answer Kedusha. The Rajba does not argue on the Ga'inim that the Beis Yosef brings. Let's finish this up. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tesav, the Sidra. Hainu be'uval l'tzion, v'adin kedushas yoitzer. If let's say you're up to Kedusha, and the Tzibur is up to Kedusha uval l'tzion, or Kedusha of Berchus Kriya Shema, keser hainu l'bnei Svard. Svardim say keser. U'leminog Ashkenaz hu naritzcha. If you of Ashkenazic descent, then you say naritzcha. V'tam ha-mechaberhu. The reason for the mechaber. Why does the mechaber say that if you're up to Shachris, you should not say Kedushas Keser? Mishum de'eno oimen imam b'inyinecha. You're not up to the same point. Sheheim oimdim b'mosav. They're up to Mosav oimen b'shachris. Loi adav davar zeh. Meyem heim hayu oimdim. Oz b'kedusha the sidra. There's no difference between if the tzibur is up to Asher Yuval Tzion or if they're up to Kedushas Mosav. V'yaf agav da ha-ga'oinim kasu behedya d'mitztar fimahim. Even though the ga'oinim say you definitely could say the Kedusha with them, the Mechaber holds, the Rashba argues, Sfir lulam Mechaber, the Harashba, the Mechaber holds that the Rashba, the Kasav, Yochid ha'imid b'tfila, poligalehem. that the Rashba argues, and the Rashba holds, just like you can't say the Kedusha of Asher Yuval Etzion, then you can't say the Kedusha of Musaf. Avala Ramah, Bahagah Sfir Leid Ramah, and the Haggah holds, the Harajba Loi Amar Ela B'Kedusha De Sidra. The Rashba only says you can't say along with them Kedusha De Sidra. Shehurak Sipur, which is only a conversation, Eich Malachim Akdishim, of how the Malachim say Kedusha. Aval B'Shtei Kedusha is Meinian Echad, but if it's the same type of Kedusha, just one is Musaf and one is Shachris, Kagain Shal Shachris V'Shal Musaf, Efshir Demoidil Devei Hagainim, it could be the Raja would agree to the Gainim, and therefore the Ramah says, L'kach in Lidchois Devreim, don't push off the Gainim, that you could say the Kedusha at least of Musaf. V'chein Pasach Prima Gadim, Shein Lazos Mizah, don't move off of this Psach of the Ramah, that if you're up to Shachris and they're saying Musaf, you could say along the Kedusha, Loimar Yimahim, and listen to this, if you're up to Shachris, and they're up to Musaf, you don't just say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You say the whole Keser. Ayna Ritzcha, Sha'imar Shel Tzibur B'Musaf. V'zem Mikri Inyan Echad. This is called one Inyan. Ki ha'ikr ba'kedusha hu Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The ikr of Kedusha is the Kadosh, 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 and not the Na Ritzcha part or the Keser Vein Shavim La'ilam, and those are always equal. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold over here. Tomorrow we pick it up in Simen Kuf Yod.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.